Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. If you don't know where Ramona, California is, it's about 35 minutes from downtown San Diego. Wow. You know, I love the Prayer Mountain because it's centrally located. And by the grace of God, wonderful people are coming up from different areas to visit us on a Sunday service. Every Sunday morning, I'm at the Prayer Mountain. I share the Word of God. People come at 10. It gives them time to go to the little coffee deli and grab a coffee and then find their table and bring their Bibles and sit down. Don't forget, dress warm. We're a church without walls. We do have a beautiful wooden tabernacle that's overhead, and we do have heaters surrounding all the area, but we always tell people, ooh, dress warm, it's so awesome. But in the wintertime, it's absolutely beautiful. The summertime is amazing, amazing, amazing. We're working out. I sat down with a couple of the guys yesterday. I said, well, what can we do for the wintertime? And so we got some awesome plans to help cut off some of the wind there, and so we're pretty excited about that. We also have a play production coming up every year, and I don't want to give any dates and times, but I want to let you know we're going to be doing another play production, I think in about 4 or 5 months. It's called The Fourth Wise Man. Ooh, and my goodness, it is so powerful. Oh my gosh. I love doing play productions. I love music. I love play productions because one day I want to do Christian movies. And so our team is working hard, and it's so exciting, and it's fun. It's almost hilarious when, you know, you get your whole team together and, you know, they got their script and all of a sudden they stand up and it's like, I forgot what I was going to say, you know, or all of a sudden then they're saying somebody else's lines. And, you know, just sometimes you just crack up laughing so hard you about pee your pants, you know, some of the things that, you know, behind the scenes. And so I'm really getting excited about, you know, doing films, doing, I always tell everybody, our story is for God's glory. So you're out there, maybe you have a gift of acting. You love Jesus, you're spirit filled, you love God, you're on fire for Jesus, and you have always wanted to. We're all volunteers, by the way. No, you're not getting $1 million. I'm just telling you that ahead of time. But you would like to, you know, one day be a part of the Christian films, and maybe that's you. You know what? You can write to me at atouchfromabove.org, And if you scroll down a little bit, I have two different emails. One is drluana@atouchfromabove. The reason I say look at it, because most people don't know how to spell my name. And another one is pastorluana@atouchfromabove. And you could go there and write to me and tell me a little bit about how you got saved and, you know, what your heart desire is. And, you know, and even send me a picture. Send me a picture of who you are. I met a wonderful gentleman at the Toyota dealer, and he works in the, you know, when you take your car in to get repairs, he works at one of the service desks. Really nice guy. And I was sharing with him, you know, his name is Mike. I said, hey, Mike, you know, we're getting ready to do Christian films. We built a studio at the Prayer Mountain, and we're excited about that. And he goes, hey, I was in movies when I was younger with my mom. My mom was in movies. I go, what? Really? He goes, hey, I'd really love to be a part of that. I said, really? He goes, yeah. So now he's older, and so I have his name, and I know who he is, and he's really nice. And I thought, ooh, I have a perfect part for him. So you never know. We might have a perfect part for you. So make sure you let me know who you are, how old you are. Send me a picture. And let me just tell you something as well. Don't think you're too old that you can't be in the films. Because let me tell you, one of my best actors, are you ready for this? She's 87 years old. 87. She is one of the best actors. I'm telling you what, we did a drama presentation at the Horton Plaza Lyceum Theater. We packed it out. It was amazing. We saw over 200 people every night get saved. We did another one called Elvis Gets Saved, and it was an older Elvis and a younger Elvis, and she played Elvis's mother, and it was so awesome. I mean, my hair was standing up, and in the part, I won't even want to give it all away because we want to do that production again. But there's one part where she is praying and crying out for Elvis. And, you know, here is the mother. Oh, my gosh. Your hair just stands up on end as she's crying out to God, weeping for her son. And you see the background in the play production of her son, Elvis, who just thinks he's living it up, but he's at the verge of death. Anyway, I won't go anymore. I won't tell you no more. But I'm telling you, it's so awesome. So, you know, I better get to my sermon. I could talk and talk about all the things that God's doing. It's so awesome. Anyway, Finish Well Part, what are we doing? Part 3. Finish Well Part 3. And if you haven't listened to the other ones, make sure you go back and listen to them. You know, Jesus says something really powerful. The Apostle Paul shares with young Timothy, he's got to run the race. And then Paul tells how he has ran the race and he is ready to receive his crown. You know, it's a imperishable crown. It doesn't corrupt. It doesn't corrode. It's a crown that is in heaven. And he shares with young Timothy how young Timothy has to complete the race and hold on to the doctrine and how important it is not to allow the world or the situations of the world to get you caught up. Let me read to you a powerful, powerful, powerful chapter in Mark chapter 4, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. They hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately, oh, yay, they receive it with gladness. But they have no root in themselves, and so they endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire for other things, enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, who when they hear the word, they accept it, and they bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Let me stop there for a moment. Do you understand who Jesus is describing? He's describing four different types of people here. He's talking about the first one who hears the word of God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, I would love Jesus as my Savior. You know, and he's talking about the sower. You and I, I'm the sower. Today, I'm the sower. I am sowing you the word, dear listener. Plant, plant, plant. Dig, dig, dig. I'm planting the word within your heart and in your ear. Do you not understand the parable? How will you understand? The sower sows the word. And Jesus is talking about to his disciples, they were out preaching the word. And then he said, you know what? You're going to run into one certain type of people where the word is sown and they hear. But you know what? Immediately, Satan comes. And he comes in and he steals the word of God. You know, don't think that this gospel is an easy gospel to preach. Let me just go really quick to the book of Acts and let me give you an example. It says, with these sayings, they were scarcely refraining the multitudes from sacrificing to them. Then the Jews from Antioch, Iconium, came there and having persuaded the multitude, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, Paul rose up, went back into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel in that city and made many disciples, you see, the first city that he was in, you don't think they were very upset? They did not want him to preach the gospel. Another thing in Acts chapter 14, here again, therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews, part sided with the apostles. And then when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, who in the world were they trying to destroy? They were preaching the word of God. Paul was preaching the word of God. They did not like that. Then they became aware of it, and they fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and the surrounding regions. You see, when they were preaching the gospel, people were upset. You have to understand something. If you plan to preach this gospel and you want to do something for God, you know what? You can't allow fear or other people that gets angry, gets upset. They want you to stop. They don't want you to shut up. No, 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 no. You've got to keep going. Why? Do you remember who Paul was? His name was Saul. Do you remember that he persecuted the church in the beginning? Do you realize that his name was Saul and he went after who was it? Stephen. He went after Stephen. When Stephen was preaching out in the field, out in the streets, I'm telling you what, Saul, who is now Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was so angry, and you know, and says, and Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from them to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Do you understand what Jesus just said here in this scripture? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown, and when they hear, Satan comes immediately. Do you understand all those people that saw Saul do that to Stephen? Do you realize what Saul created there? Saul created fear in all those people, and a lot of them, I'm sure, backed away and said, oh, no, no. Satan came immediately and stole that word out of their hearts. Then likewise are ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness. How many of you have seen people come into your church, and you think, yes, oh, my gosh, look at that excitement. You see, not everything that sizzles is steak, not everything that glitters is gold, and not everybody that says hallelujah is really saved. You see, you have to understand something. The time is a tell-all. Time tells all. Ladies, listen up. Men, listen up. If you are single and someone wants to date you, and they try to touch you in places they shouldn't be trying to touch you, and they're trying to get you to sleep with them, you know what? Let me tell you, they're not a Christian. Christians don't do that. Lust can't wait, but love can wait. Lust wants it now. You know what? That's a warning. I don't care if they're in the house of God and sing hallelujah real loud. I don't care one bit about that. Run, ladies. Run, men. Run. These are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, so endure only for a time afterward. How many people have you seen fall away? I can't go to church. I'm just having such a hard time. I can't. My car broke down. My bike. And yeah, I'm telling you what. When I got saved, I'm going to tell you, my bicycle got a flat. My motorcycle got a flat on the way to church by the cemetery in the evening service. Scared me half to death. Thank God there was some guy going by that had a truck, and he went to the same church. He pulled over and said, "Hey, I saw you at church." I said, "I was on my way to church." I said, "My motorcycle got a flat. It broke down." And he said, "You know what? No problem." He had ramps in the back of his truck, helped me put my motorcycle up on his truck, tied it up with the what do you call those straps. And he goes, "Come on, let's go to church." And I went right to church. And then he helped me get my motorcycle back, and I got my motorcycle fixed and went to church. Another time I was on my way to church. Oh, let me tell you another time. Another time I was on my way to church with my car. Same thing happened. Another time, I took my old Volkswagen. I used to have an old Volkswagen. I love VW. Sorry. People say, "Volkswagens, you like the Volkswagens?" Yes, I love Volkswagens. I used to have an old Volkswagen van. No, I'm not a hippie. And I used to have an old Volkswagen Bug. Hello, a Bug. Anyway, I went to, right after I got saved, I couldn't help. I got to tell everybody. So I decided I was going to go to ComCor. ComCor in Colorado Springs is a rehabilitation center for ex-convicts. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go over there. So I told Jill, my good friend and assistant pastor today, I said, "You want to go with me?" This is way back. This is, you know, 20 years ago. And she goes, "Sure." She goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "Get in the car." I didn't even tell her where I was going. She gets in the car and we get all the way over. She goes, "We're going to ComCor?" I said, "Yep." I said, I called him and asked him if I could check some people out to come to church. She goes, "How many?" I go, "Five." She goes, "Five? How are we going to fit them in this car? It's a Bug." I said, "Don't worry. Maybe they're small." Anyway, we get to ComCor, and I pull over, and here comes these great big, two great big ones. The other ones were medium, but here's these big old lugs like a giant, guys. And I went, "Oh, all right. All right." I said, "All right, let's sign out." So back then, you didn't have to worry so much about seatbelts. So guess what? I go, "Jill, you got to sit in the back seat." She goes, "I got to sit in the back with all those guys? How am I going to do that?" I go, "Don't worry. You got to put the big guy. The guy's over 6 foot something. He's got to ride in the front." She goes, "I'm never coming with you again." I said, "Oh, don't worry. We'll make it." So anyway, we squash everybody in my Volkswagen like sardines. We get almost to church. We are two blocks away from church. I ran out of gas. Do you know what? I look at my gas thing. I went, "Oh, no. Oh, guess what, guys? I ran out of gas." Everybody goes, "Oh, no." Guess what? These poor guys are all jumping out of the car, and everybody's pushing my Volkswagen two blocks to get to church. And I'm telling you what. Anyway, thank God there was this guy that lived across the street from the church, and Volkswagens were easy to put gas in. He went and got his gas can afterwards because I had promised the guys if they came to church, I would take him out for lunch. Well, two blocks away from the church was what they called a generic hamburger stand. And so the hamburgers were 25 cents hamburger. So I said, "Okay, guys, I'm going to buy you guys all lunch if you come to church." So of course they're going to come to church instead of eating that old ComCor prison food. So anyway, I can't remember the guy's name that helped us. He put gas in the car, and I went down to the gas station, filled it up all the way. And then we went through the generic hamburger stand. I said, "Come on, guys, let's get out of this car. We're too squashed to eat in this car." So we get out of the car, and, you know, these guys, "I want six hamburgers." I said, "Okay, no problem, six hamburgers." Well, they were only 25 cents. Who cares? But they all came to church, and they all got saved. So I don't care. I'm buying them hamburgers. I'm buying them French fries. And if you want a shake or a malt or a Coke, I don't care. I was so excited. But you know what? You've got to stay the course. Anyway, Long story short, Pastor Chill said, next time you go to Concord, you're taking a van. You're not taking this little car because I'm not sitting in the back. Anyway, we just had to laugh. And, you know, a couple of those guys became preachers. Can you believe that? A couple of those guys ended up locking in, hung in there, got out of their Concord. They had to stay in there a year because they had just gotten out of prison. They had to stay in that place. It was like a rehab thing after prison. And then guess what? They ended up a year serving God, 2 years serving God, got married to awesome girls in the church, and ended up preaching the gospel. You see, if you stay your focus. Now, I would like to tell you that all five of them stayed the course. No. And they had no root in themselves, so endure only for a time. I remember going back saying, come on, guys, let's go. I have to wash clothes today. But the two that really got saved, they said, now, come on, guys, let's go. Come on. And then they would even say, come on, I'll get you lunch at the generic hamburger stand. It was awesome. But you know what? Three of them didn't make it. They prayed. They went to the altar. But three of them, they had no root in themselves, so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, you got to understand what the devil's after. You see, the devil wants the word. If he can steal the word out of your heart, then you will accomplish nothing. Why? Because the word has power. The word is the rhema word. The word heals. The word delivers. The word brings blessing, prosperity, healing, freedom, victory, joy. That word has power. It's redemption. I'm telling you, that the word of God is so powerful. You have to take that word, the washing of the word in the book of Ephesians. Do you remember it says you got to wash yourself in the word? You see, they didn't have any root. So guess what? The devil, he came and he stole the word out of their heart. Now, these are the ones sown among the thorns, and they are the ones who hear the word. Oh, are you ready? Is this you? You heard me. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. Oh, I've got to work. Darling, I got to make a living. Hey, listen, I've got my real estate license now, so, you know, I'm making big money. Or, no, I'm a big investor, and this is what I'm doing. No, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires, I got the football game to go to. I got the baseball game to go to. I got to go camping. I got to go fishing. I got to go do this. I got to do that. I'm too busy. The desires for other things. Entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And you wonder why your whole life's falling apart. You see, don't chase money. The Bible says it takes wings and flies away. If you chase Jesus the way you chase money, money will chase you automatically. Did you know that? If you run after Jesus like you're chasing money, you know what? Jesus is the one that can only bless. Nobody else can bless you like Jesus can. Jesus will give you joy, unspeakable joy. Jesus will open up the windows of heaven and pour out his blessing upon you. Jesus will open up doors that no man can open. He makes a way when there seems like there's none. Oh, but these are the ones sown on good ground. When they hear the word, they accept it and they bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. I don't know about you, but I want 100-fold of God's word. How about you? I want 100-fold of God's word. I want every promise in this Bible. Thousands of promises are in this Bible. Bible says, you know what? Give and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God's word is so powerful. The Bible says when we praise him, he'll give us a spirit. What he says is change that garment of heaviness for a spirit of praise. He's going to take that heaviness off of you. You know what? We declare his word and we bring freedom to our hearts and our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. I'm telling you, God is so good. What are you waiting for? I love where David says, our God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. You see, you don't have to worry about the world. You just got to worry about you and God. Get your life right with God. Serve Him, read His Word, honor His Word, and obey His commandments. Amen? Finish well, darling. It's easy to start. You want to finish well. Finish well. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above. I want to thank you so much for joining me this awesome, amazing day. Really quick, don't forget, we're a listener-supported program. We need your support. Send in a monthly gift, if you will, or purchase my book right online at A Touch From Above. All right? I love you. God bless you. Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch From Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer. Large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.